How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
If the cold weather makes you want to stay home, bundle up, and hibernate for a while, well, let this be your sign to resist that temptation. Because there are simply too many amazing shows and concerts to catch around town this month, and you won't want to miss it. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We invited Mark Guarino to share some must-see shows that you may want to mark on your calendar. He wrote this month's roundup of January concerts, which can be found on WBEZ.org. He's also the author of Country and Midwestern, Chicago in the History of Country Music, and the Folk Revival. Now, if you're anything like me, I mean, getting outside in January in the cold, it's going to take a lot. But I must say that after reading Mark's roundup, I'm really interested in checking out some of these shows and getting out of my cozy bedroom. So I began by asking Mark what gets him out of the house when it's dark and cold.
Well, in January, it's really a great month for, all the touring performers are kind of not here. So it's a great month to kind of go see a lot of Chicago music. Mm. And there's a lot of great Chicago traditions that happened every January. And so it's a way to get out there and go see people who typically maybe you just missed throughout the year when it's crazy.
Which is fantastic. Now, the Metro, as we know, it's an important venue here in the city as far as the music scene goes. And fans, they had an interesting opportunity this month to hear an opening DJ set from the owner of the venue, Joe Shanahan. But there's also another interesting event that's happening there, Mark. That's the Sons of the Silent Age show. Chicago musicians are doing this deep dive into David Bowie's catalog.
It's a really great show. They've been doing so. The Sons of the Silent Age is a band made of some of Chicago's best musicians. This is the band that if David Bowie was around, he would take them on the road. They are
really
that good. And they've been doing the show since 2013, every January around David Bowie's birthday. And
you know what? Let's listen to some David Bowie while we chat.
Sure.
There
you go.
Both of our shoulders are going.
Exactly.
So tell us more about the story behind the event. So you said it's been since 2013.
So heading this band.
A long time.
Absolutely. And so heading this band is Matt Walker, who's a Chicago drummer who has played with the Smashing Pumpkins and Garbage and Filter and a bunch of rock bands. And Chris Connolly, who is a wonderful performer and singer who is kind of very well connected to the industrial rock world with the band's Ministry. And other bands going back to the 80s. They put this band together to really get into music that David Bowie kind of didn't really perform live all the time. The songs that he recorded in Berlin in the late 70s. They put this band together, and it's really, you know, I can't really call it a tribute band, even though I guess it would fall under that category, because they do songs that Bowie may have not really brought to the live stage on some tours, but also they take really deep dives into his catalog and really make the music his own. I mean, Chris Connolly is such a captivating performer. He's amazing.
That's wonderful.
And they've had guests. Sinead O'Connor has sat in with them and done songs.
Really?
Yeah, Shirley Manson.
They're a big deal.
Yeah, Shirley Manson from Garbage. And every year, for the last couple of years, actor Michael Shannon, who lives in Chicago, he does an opening act as somebody who is a figure actor who's kind of has been in Bowie's orbit. So he's been Lou Reed, he's been Iggy Pop, and this year he'll be John Lennon.
So in addition to your roundup that you've got at WBEZ.org of January concerts, I hear that you're also doing a separate feature just on this.
That's coming out this week.
Coming out soon. All right. Well, you write in this roundup here of concerts about another cool opportunity. That's the chance to be part of the recording of a live album. Now, I have been part of many live recordings.
You have? Wow.
It's really fun. You know, well, not anything quite like this, though, as far as like an album being made. I've always wanted to go to like a listen, you know, when artists have like listening sessions and things like that. But I want you to tell us more about Rick King, who's a Southside drummer.
Yeah. So he's a Southside drummer who's played with a lot of blues and soul musicians over many, many years, really over the last two decades or so. People like Buddy Guy, Coco Taylor, B.B. King, and he put together his own group called the Royal Hustle, and they are, they're really made for the live performance. It'll be at Roses on January 10th for two shows, and he's recording a live record there, and Roses is really... In a way, it's a perfect place for a live record because it's small, it's intimate, it's boisterous, and it's an opportunity to go there, shout something above the music so you'll be heard on that record.
Right.
They play everything. You know,
I'm sure Rick would love that.
That's right. He would love that. Somehow you'll be mixed in. But yeah, it's you know, January is a great way. Great opportunity to go to these Chicago blues clubs, you know, then and see local performers like Rich. And so he'll be there and two shows on a Saturday night. You can't go wrong.
That is awesome. I also want to take this moment to highlight the music of Maryland-based rapper and singer Manny Wells. Let's first listen to Wrong Place. So Manny Wells has a show coming up at the Promontory.
Yeah, late this month on January 31st. And he was born in Nigeria, grew up in Nigeria, and was the son of a very well-known Nigerian gospel singer there. Moved to the U.S. and he's been kind of... People in the Afro-pop world know him really well, and Promontory is a really great place for showcasing that music. They really focus on that, on music from West Africa, and so he'll be there at the very end of the month. I mean, what's interesting about him is that he was a DACA recipient, and so part of his music is really advocating for dreamers, DACA recipients. It's a topic that's in the headlines today with all the ideas of deportation going out with the new administration. So he's been kind of at the forefront.
He contributed to a Grammy-nominated album that raised money for
DACA recipients. So he's been kind of an advocate for that. So he'll be talking about that from the stage. But he's a great example of
music with a purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're producing a tribute show to the late Michael Smith, who was a contemporary of John Prine. I want to listen to the song Panther in Michigan. So why don't you tell us who he is and why he didn't receive the notoriety of Prine?
Sure. So Michael Smith was part of that 70s singer-songwriter scene, along with Steve Goodman and John Prine. He was considered, John Prine considered him his favorite songwriter in Chicago. And Steve Goodman, out of all the people whose songs he recorded Michael Smith songs the most. He wasn't a naturally star performer like those two. He was really a poet, and his lyrics are incredible. They're really poetry set to music. He died in 2020, the same year as John Prine, and didn't really get the send-off as Prine did. We were in the midst of COVID. So last year I produced a show at the Hideout to really celebrate his incredible song work. He's also known as a collaborator with Steppenwolf Theater and their Tony Winner. He wrote all the music for their Tony Award-winning musical, The Grapes of Wrath. So theater people know him as well, too. The show last year did so well. I brought it to Space. It's this Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's an afternoon show at Space. But it really features contemporary singer-songwriters in Chicago doing his songbook. And a lot of people who knew him and were his peers, but also a lot of people who are discovering him. And the idea of that show is these songs are so incredible. They need to be sung you know, for years to come. And this show is kind of like a stake in the ground to really honor his legacy as a really important songwriter from Chicago.
That's so cool.
It's 2 p.m. at Space at Saturday.
So you're also giving folks an opportunity to step into Andy's Jazz Club. This is to see Henry Johnson.
Henry Johnson is a Chicago jazz guitarist.
Yeah, he's played with some legends.
Yeah, he's played with Ramsey Lewis and Donny Hathaway, Nancy Wilson, and just kind of a quiet profile in Chicago. And he's playing for, I think he has a residency for two nights there, January 10th through 11th, two sets, two separate sets each night, so four sets. And again, another great example of, you know, here's someone you need to go see in your own backyard, and January is a really great time to go see him play.
Yeah. You mentioned John Lennon earlier, and a North Carolina-based bluegrass musician who won the 2012 John Lennon Songwriting Contest is going to be playing at Space.
Yes.
So tell us about Jonas Friddle.
Yeah, he is a teacher at the Old Town School of Folk Music, and he grew up in North Carolina, she said, in Kentucky, before moving to Chicago. Really great Americana artist, really great bluegrass artist and banjo player. He has a new record out, and he's really kind of a beloved figure in the Americana scene around Chicago. Mm-hmm. He does a great a weekly jam in Lincoln Square that brings together all sorts of music. So he's kind of a community guy too in terms of bringing musicians together. And so he'll be headlining his own show, which is January 18th at Space.
Yeah.
And so, you know, here's a, again, great opportunity to discover such an accomplished musician.
Here's my chance to check out Space.
Yeah. And oh my God, you'll love it.
I have not been.
Please come next Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on at Metro as well? The frontman for the Pixies.
That's right.
Frank Black.
Frank Black. He is kind of a legendary, I mean, he is not kind of, he is a legendary.
And he's not doing just one show. He's doing a couple of shows.
He's doing two shows, yeah. And he's going to be doing, he'll be kind of taking hold of Metro on January 25th, the 26th. And he's going to be performing his, I believe, second record, Teenager of the Year. It's the 30th anniversary of that record.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Generation X is going to show up and support him because that's a kind of a pivotal record in
a nice
the 90s.
Blast from the past.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And so this record release here for, not a record release, rather, Daniel Knox with Lee Ketch.
Daniel Knox, yeah, he's coming to Constellation on Western Avenue on January 9th. So that's coming up this week. So Daniel was a downstater. He grew up in downstate Illinois and moved up to Chicago.
Springfield, right?
Yeah, Springfield. And he's I would put him under the folk category, although he's not a traditional folk guy. He writes these really kind of dark, keyboard-driven folk songs. He's got a very deep baritone voice, very haunting songs. And he no longer lives here, but he's done a lot of incredible stuff. Like, he put out a record, just a tribute to Mr. Rogers.
Oh, my goodness.
so his interpretation of all of Mr. Rogers' songs. He's recorded with Jarvis Cocker, or a Pulp, the British band Pulp. But anyway, so he's back in town, and he has a record release party at Constellation.
Nice.
And a great opportunity to discover him on January 9th.
Anything else you want to shout out, Mark, that we should, because I mean, there's a ton more on your list here online.
Yeah, no, I think that I really, you know, again, kind of going back to that theme of kind of discovery for January, I think this is the month for people to kind of go and see stuff that they normally wouldn't or just don't know anything about. And I think that all of the performers on this list really kind of fall into that category, including Michael Smith, who I think is someone who is a beloved figure in Chicago. And if you don't know him, here's a great opportunity to get to know him.
Yeah. And we're looking out for your other David Bowie piece
that's
coming out
absolutely.
Soon, too. That's freelance journalist Mark Guarino. Check out his full roundup of must-see January shows in Chicago. It's on our website right now, WBEZ.org. Thank you again, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ari Mejia. Reset brings you inside Chicago with in-depth conversations. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen or find us at WBEZ.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely